Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome to Saving with Steve, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. I want to thank you for joining us today. Thank you for sharing it with your friends and family and associates. Many people are getting prepared for travel. They're trying to figure out how to do it with the family, how to do it for less and get more out of the dollar. How would you like to go on your dream vacation? Dream vacations are typically daunting, way beyond budget. Don't worry, we have Coach Chris here. He's going to teach the insider tricks to going on a dream vacation without breaking the bank and sometimes as much as 90% off. With that, I want to introduce you to Chris Klesch. Chris is actually the number one travel guru, empowering inside secrets to save luxury travel and leisure for pennies on the dollar, bringing families together so their memories last forever. We're really looking forward to, there's a lot of value here. So you really want to pay attention. You want to go to the website at savingandsteve.us and look at this episode when it's over, because last time we had Chris on, so many people came back to us and said that was the best. I used the tips. It saved me a ton of money, and they're going on some wonderful vacations. So, Chris, welcome to the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, Steve, it's a pleasure to be here. I think since the last time I was on, you know, travel's become more important. You know, after COVID, people decided they wanted to have their weddings again, the family vacations, the reunions. Business started their association meetings. So, obviously, travel has come back, but again, with problems in today's economy. I don't think inflation, as you know, is 3%. I think it's more like 33%. You look at what gas costs, groceries cost, your insurance bills, interest rates, and travel. Airfares have gone up 30%, hotel accommodations 30%. So, you know, I keep track of this. Travel is not 3% increase, but 33%. So that's why your audience really needs to know how to save the money on travel. There is a way. I've been doing this 20 years. It's in my blood. It's in a drug. I've read every blog. I've appeared on like your shows, Entrepreneur Show. I've spoken all over the country. I do the research and I really do it for myself. I'm a travel guru. I love to travel. This is a second job for me. I retired as an executive and I got into this travel thing. And how do I pay for it? Especially the economy. Now, what are we, $33 trillion in debt now? Hell, we got Biden for to fly coach on Air Force One. My kids' school lunch program is in a macaroni and cheese. It's macaroni or cheese out in California where you are. Paris Hilton's changing her name to Paris Red Roof Inn, Castle the Dogs yoga classes. We all know that a lot of people are struggling out there, but they still want to travel. They want the benefits, to reduce stress, especially, you know, without getting into politics, reduce stress, reduce anxiety. All the studies have shown that travel and leisure by retreating, relaxing, renewing, rejoicing, and remembering with your family and friends, and also business meetings for the entrepreneurs like myself or you that want to attend the association meetings to learn the new, you know, whether it's AI or a network with people or the industry trends. It's important we don't give up that business travel. I'm here to share with your audience, you know, some critical tips. You mentioned one thing. I'll start off, plan in advance. That's the biggest tip. Now, I'm a ski bum. I live in Palm Beach, Florida, but I go skiing in Vail, the most luxurious place, an expensive place, Vail and Aspen in the country. But I plan 13 months in advance. I get the airlines. I use my timeshares to book 2 months in advance. So if you know where you want to go, plan as far in advance advance. Make a plan. Travel, there's three aspects. Number one, by making a plan in advance, there's something to look forward to. You're looking forward to that trip. It's booked. It gives you, you know, endorphins to your brain. The number two part of travel, obviously, you're looking forward to that adventure and experience. And the third aspect of travel is obviously creating the memories. We all got phones and pictures and creating that legacy. But first tip is plan in advance. If you know where you want to go, plan it. And that leads me to tip number one, and that is planning in advance and how do you save money. The two biggest aspects, I think we discussed last time, if you recall, Steve, for a family traveling, a couple traveling, single person, business person traveling, are airfares and accommodations. To beat airfares, every airline is associated with a bank, has its own credit card. For instance, Delta's with American Express, Chase, Southwest Rewards, I Fly American, they're with Capital Bank and Barclay Bank. And there's deals on credit cards where you sign up, spend a minimum $2,000, $3,000, and you're going to get 50, 70,000 airline miles. And then you leverage this with your spouse or your grown children, you're going to get another 70,000 miles. I treat my clients, I teach them, there's a credit card out there. I think I told you about it right now. You make one purchase, buy a pack of gum, fill up your gas tank, and you're going to get 75,000 American airline miles. 75,000. No charge for the first year. No charge for the credit card. Just keep your credit scores, as we all know as individuals. I'm sure you taught your audience. Keep that credit score going. Pay the bills. Obviously, we don't want to pay interest on a credit card at 19 to 25%. Pay the bills, keep your credit score above 700, and you'll get a credit card for buying a pack of gum that's going to give you $1,500 worth of flights. And you don't pay for luggage check-in with you, for you and your traveling party. In addition to that, one other bonus is you get priority boarding. So after first class, business class boards on American Airlines, I board. I'm flying coach. I'm not rich. I can't afford first class. So you don't have to fight for that overhead space. Now, Southwest, if your family flies to Southwest destinations, obviously they have two or three credit cards and they have a program where basically if you utilize their credit cards and accumulate enough spending and points, they call them rapid reward points, you and a companion can fly free for 1 year. That's right. You and a companion. It's all a game. Travel hacking, the insider secrets, that's what I provide. So your family's A, pick an airline that they plan to vacation with, whether it's United, Southwest, I use American, some people fly Delta, even the international airlines, the people in California that go to Hawaii, Hawaiian Airlines, Aloha Airlines, they all have credit cards. You spend a couple of $1,000 and you're going to get the equivalent of a free round trip. And you could leverage this if you're an entrepreneur, like I said, with your business. What I do, I have two business entities and I get the business credit cards. So when you figure it out, that's what's been keeping me flying for free for over 15 years. Just be smart in how you do it. And that takes care of the airlines. And when you figure you're not paying for baggage check-in, just be smart about it. Plan in advance, get the credit card. You'll be flying for free with your family. If you have a business, even get a business credit card, spend the minimum, and that gets you in the air, especially now with inflation. Airfares have gone up, I'm telling you, 300%. Holidays. Another quick tip, look at other airports, you know, not main airports like LA, Ontario, you know, SNA airports. I'm in Palm Beach. I look to fly out of West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, or Miami. There's a big difference. The other thing about inflation.
Chris, let me add something here before we go on. Yeah. For all of you out there, the first time I had Chris on, I started looking at these. I got referral points by referring my daughter, my son, and my wife, and ended up with 150,000 points on Southwest. On top of that, I don't fly United, but a year ago, I had to go to Indiana. I signed up on the United's credit card and ended up with 70,000 points, which was really interesting after just spending $1,000, which was really easy because I just spent my regular bills and paid it off. But that covered the flight and then some in the Southwest. Geez, 150,000 points. Think about it, folks. We covered my daughter's transportation from Idaho to California, plus our transportation to Idaho, California, and didn't pay for a single flight for a whole year. That's cool. So I just want to say the advice works. You want to go check it out. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with more Coach Chris. You really want to stick around because the next deals, they're real easy to get. You just got to know where to go. And that's why I have Coach Chris. So stick with us. We'll be right back with some more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome back to Saving with Steve. I want to truly thank you and appreciate you for sharing us with your friends and family and associates. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. So if you go to savingwithsteve.us, you can listen to it over and over again and get all those wonderful tips. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, our Spotify channel. You also want to check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio, Student New York City, and E360 TV. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. And again, you always want to check us out at Facebook at Saving with Steve Sexton at the Insiders Club. You can get some replays, guest gifts, and there's a ton of gifts that Chris given to you today. So Chris, thank you for being part of our show. We appreciate it. We were talking about travel, how to get travel points on credit cards. Let's start talking about the next piece so people can get as much out of this as possible.
Yes, Steve, I'd love to. And it's a pleasure to give your audience this information because we all do need to travel for our personal wellness, corporate wellness. We travel, remember this, not to escape life, but for life not to escape us. And this transitions into my second tip. The second big part of travel expenses, as your audience knows, is accommodations. I mean, accommodations are expensive. We covered airfares and accommodations. Most of us think about when we travel hotels, resorts. Well, I'm here to tell you, I've been doing this for 20 years. Forget the word hotel when you plan your vacations. I'm talking about the typical family vacation. Forget even thinking about a hotel. Why? Because Marriott, Hilton, Hyatt, Westin, Disney, Starwood, Wyndham, Holiday Inn, even the Ritz-Carlton, they're all hotels. We've all stayed there, all resorts all over the world. But they also have vacation club products. Vacation club. They used to call them timeshares. Timeshares got a bad name. It was all the sales tactics, all the lies, etc. But every one of those hotel chains has vacation clubs. And there's many owners out there now that what they do, that own these resorts, and they're all over the country, and they're all the luxurious, Hawaii, Aruba, Europe. Here where I am in Florida, I'm a ski bum. I spend 2 months in Vail. You're better off renting a unit, one of these timeshares or vacation clubs, from an owner. On there's a website. Go to redweek.com. This is where owners list their unused timeshares. They're trying maintenance, of course, have gone up 30, 40%. So a lot of owners are just trying to recoup their maintenance charge. So you could stay in 1-2-bedroom units, sleep, say, 3-bedroom units, sleep 12, at full resorts now with pools and jacuzzis and clubhouses. And they all come with a full service kitchen, a washer and dryer, a balcony, free Wi-Fi. I go to Vail, I even get a garage. And you'll find out you could rent from an owner now, not from the developer, not from Marriott, Hilton, Hyatt. These are people that own these timeshares and rent from them for less than Motel 6 prices. So Wi-Fi, to give you an example, perfect example, me, I'm a ski bum. I go to Vail. I'm not rich, but I love to ski. I like to go first class. A Vail hotel room in ski season goes for $1,500 a night. $1,500 a night just for a hotel room. The Ritz-Carlton is $4,500 a night. But you could go on this redweek.com and rent from an owner and get a timeshare, the Marriott brand, with a fireplace, full kitchen, washer, dryer, free transportation to the ski slopes, free, you know, clubhouse with all jacuzzis and steam rooms. And you're going to pay less than $300 a night, no tax from an owner that sleeps 6 or 8. In other words, you're going to pay, get triple the amenities, quadruple the amenities for less than 25% of what it costs in a hotel room. And you could leverage this whether you're going to New York, Europe, Paris, Rome, London, Aruba, places in Hawaii, any resort area, Disney World. It's all out there. Another website to go to, again, where there's renters, is TUG. It's timeshare. You could Google this. Timeshare Users Group, too. I think it's .com or .org. And that's for owners, people like me. I own timeshares, and they're tired of the maintenance fee. They've gotten older and they're just trying to recoup the costs so they don't ruin their credit. They can't give back the timeshares to developers, unfortunately, aren't paying them anything. And this is the way to get bargain rates at luxurious resorts for less than Motel 6 prices. So when you're thinking about that family vacation, some of them I rent out 5 nights, part of my business. I rent out a lot of my inventory. And this is, you know, it doesn't have to be for a full week. A lot of the listings are for 5 nights, 3 nights, or a week. And these are all luxury properties. Again, we're talking about safety, cleanliness. They'll have the safety standards of the hotel chains. There's also other timeshares, obviously, that aren't associated with the major brand hotels that are even a lot cheaper. But I recommend spending a little extra money, stay with the hotel brands, because you're going to get the safety, good housekeeping, cleanliness, full amenities of a resort. I probably stay in these resorts, timeshares, 4 months out of the year. I use it for business travel. I just came back from Lake Tahoe. I stayed at the Marriott's resort called Timber Lodge. I was getting some videos done for my business. I also am a comedian. I appear in the local comedy club there, and it costs less than any hotel, and it slept, you know, 4-6 people, all luxury. And you don't have to join a club. There's no upfront fee. You don't pay sales tax, room tax, and anything. Just be careful that you get a lease, you deal with the owner, you make sure the reservation's legitimate, you get a copy of the confirmed reservation, and you deal directly with the owner. And that's how you're going to save 60, 80, 90% and upgrade to luxury by using this technique.
You know what, Chris? I was just checking out redweek.com and the Marriott Wakaloa in Hawaii. You can get a room for $300 a night, regularly $850. What's really interesting is there's all those extra little things for resort fee and all that stuff that you don't pay, because I've already done this before. There's an extra maybe $80 a day that you don't realize that's going to get added on to your resort fee. And you know what? You don't get any of that with Redweek or Timeshare Users Group. So I think that's wonderful. It reduces the cost significantly.
Yeah. And the other thing, like you said, the add-on charges. You don't pay for valet parking. Some of these resorts charge $60, $80 a day to park your car. When you rent from an owner, they're an owner. They've already bought into the system. They paid the money up front. You're getting the advantages. You're not going to pay for valet parking, but you're going to save astronomical prices. I don't want to sound narcissistic here. I stay in $80,000 worth of accommodations when I'm in Vail. For for nothing. I even get roommates. I take it to the next extent. I got two Argentine multimillionaires that stay with me. They pay to basically the maintenance. So I'm saying an $80,000 worth of first class accommodations. Now, first class, fireplace, Wi-Fi, TVs, the whole bit, garage, clubhouse, I pay nothing. But people could learn how to do it. That's what I do it. I've been doing for 20 years. People don't know about it. These are insider secrets, not in any book, travel hacks, etc., that your audience should be familiar with. Again, live the dream. Like I say, dream for a moment, remember for a lifetime. The best things in life aren't the material things, they're your health, family, faith, and those precious memories and experiences. But how do we go about paying for this for 10 cents and a dollar? That's why you have me.
Everybody that's here, I was looking at the resort, okay, for the Marriott. It's $40 per night for the resort fee. Your wireless is $15 a night. Your self-parking is $25 a night. If you valet, it's $35. If you have a rollway, it's $45. If you would like a breakfast, it's more. So, you know what, that extra $100 every single night that you don't have to pay by doing Red Week makes a big difference on top of the $400 or $500 you're saving per day. That can go a long way to create some great memories.
Yeah, I would say Red Week's the number one place to go. Also, timeshare users groups. If you're like me, I'm in a lot of Marriott Facebook groups. I know the industry very well. But for the common person, that's it. And also, just another quick add-on. If they're looking just to stay in hotels, again, talking about credit cards, Marriott has a credit card with American Express and with Chase Bank. If you do enough spending, you're going to get enough Bonvoy points. They're, Marriott points to stay in all their hotel chains, and you build up leverage. So you get on the suite level, you get a late checkout at 4 o'clock. So there's I don't have a chance to time to discuss all these travel tips, but that's what I do in my seminars and my speaking engagements. I give people the complete rundown. I answer questions because, again, I speak in sound bites. You don't have to be rich to live rich. I'm certainly not rich, but I vacation 4 months a year, first class.
Wonderful. Chris, I want to thank you for being on the show. Again, if you're looking at the timeshare users group, it's tug2@.net. That's where you want to go to. And if you're looking at Red Week, it's redweek.com. You definitely want to go there. Chris, if somebody would like to reach out to you or just get some tips or coaching or even talk to you about doing a corporate event, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, my website's pretty complete. I just updated it. Go to CoachChrisSpeaks.com. CoachChrisSpeaks.com. And I'll give you my phone number. If the people call me direct, I'll give them a free consultation. I'll put them in the right direction. Just mention they heard me on your show, Steve, Saving with Steve, and I'll give them 15, 20 minutes of my time, point them in the right direction, because everybody's travel needs are unique. Different places, different times of the year. My phone number is 561-386-2986. But if they go to my website, all the contact information is there, what I speak about, and the best value they get, if they have an association, I'm a breakout session speaker. That's what I do for a living, that's looking for a unique speaker that talks about these things, work-life balance, reducing stress, and how to travel for just pennies on a dollar in luxury. Now, I'm not a Motel 6 guy, then I'm the guru. I'm the guy you should have at your event, and I welcome the opportunity.
Chris, thank you so much for being on the show. And again, we'll likely have you back next time because this has been wonderful. We're going to get a lot of wonderful feedback from our listeners. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm going to be bashful. I mean, it's a pleasure to be on your show. I enjoy helping people. Feel free to check out, the website's pretty complete there. But if they want to call me, call me.
Perfect. Chris, thank you so much. So I just want to say that if you want to go check it out, advice works. We're going to take a quick break. So stick with us. We'll be right back with some more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome back to Saving with Steve. I want to truly thank you and appreciate you for sharing us with your friends and family and associates. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. So if you go to savingwithsteve.us, you can listen to it over and over again and get all those wonderful tips. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, our Spotify channel. You also want to check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio, Student New York City, and E360 TV. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal financial freedom. And again, you always want to check us out at Facebook at Saving with Steve Sexton at the Insiders Club. You can get some replays, guest gifts, and there's a ton of gifts that Chris given to you today. So one heck of a guy. You want to check out those different options, especially if you're looking at reducing significantly on the accommodations. That said, there's a number of ways to optimize your 401k. You've got to remember your employers offer a 401k match. It's anywhere from 2 to 6%. It's free money if you're not doing it, because every time you contribute, if you contribute the max, if they're going to offer 4 or 6% and you're already contributing 6%, you could be in a situation where you're actually doubling your contributions and setting yourself up better. On top of that, when you're looking at corporate plans, sometimes you got to be there a little bit longer because they want to vest the amount of money that they put in with you. So make sure you know what you're getting in advance before you start doing that, because if you're planning to leave, you might want to just contribute your own dollars. Next, think about how to maximize your 401k. This year, we're looking at $22,000, $23,000. If you're over 50, it's almost $27,000. And even more than that, if you're at 60 and you're trying to catch up. This is a wonderful time to start doing this, because this time of the year, people start getting bonuses. Put more of the bonuses in there, okay? Find ways to maximize it. If you're just getting started and you can only save $300 or $400 every month, that's great. But every time you get a raise, increase the amount that you're contributing to your 401k. Because that way, you're going to keep getting to the point where you keep increasing it, and next thing you know, you're at the max. And at that point, you're in a great spot. Everything else you use for other things, travel, what have you, taking care of the family stuff, but you could save more and more that way. Next thing, don't cash out early. If you're under 59 and a half, the IRS charges you 10% on top of taxes if you're to take out money early. And by doing so, most people who do, they're really going to have a tough time making their retirement goals. So it's very, very important to not derail your retirement goals. Next, 401k investments have very high fees and you can reduce your balance over the time. You should pick the lowest cost investments in your 401k plan that also matches your risk tolerance. The U.S. Department of Labor requires 401k plans to send participants annual fee disclosures that list cost of every fund in the plan. If the fees are high, consider bringing this up to your company's human resource department to see if you can get it changed to get better fees at lower costs so you can get more out of it. And with that, I want to thank everybody for joining us today on Saving with Steve. We're going to look forward to seeing you next time. With that, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton.